Liberty.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Now, these are really cool scriptures in the Bible, because most people don't understand the very character of God. Okay? In Jeremiah 9:24, it says, "But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knows me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness," Psalm 107, "judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord, because without judgment there is no righteousness."
No liberty.
Psalm 97:2, "Clouds and darkness are round about him." That's speaking of God, our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ. "Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne." As a matter of fact, when you look at Moses on the Supreme Court building, again, justice is the guardian of liberty. I love that. With the Mosaic Institution, as they open up with prayer. I go on. It says, "A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies." Psalm 50:21-22, "To those that say they're Christians and they act not accordingly, these things hast thou done, your sin before him," 1 John 3:4. "I kept silent," God said, "thou thoughtest that I was altogether just like you, such a one as yourself, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver." Oh, that's the Old Testament.
Ooh.
Oh, no, yeah, that's right.
God changes.
I guess he does now, because it says in Malachi 3:16 that he doesn't change, and Hebrews 13 he doesn't change, but I guess the way people do things today.
But that's in the Bible.
No, they try to create a God that looks just like them, and then they go out there and preach him. And guess what? He looks just like us, and he's got a smile on his face, and he's patting sheep on the butt, and everything's okay, and he's got pink little booties on. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's just like us, and Jesus loves us. This we know, because the Bible tells us so.
And Jesus is coming back to rescue all of us.
But it doesn't. And what's interesting about that, folks, when you get some time, go ahead and read that book that's probably sitting on your counter. It's got a lot of dust on it, and you could probably write damn nation into it. If you get some time, why don't you read it and show me where it says that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, because I don't see it. Love is a demonstration that God gave his only son for our redemption. That is love. And Jesus looks at us and says, "As the Father has sent me, so now I send you. Go fight. Go war," because it is a spiritual warfare. Psalm 7:11, "God is angry with the wicked every day." Well, that doesn't fit my ideal of what God is. No, I know. That's the problem. Deuteronomy 7:10, "And he repays them to their face that hate him to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face." Now, here's love. Jesus in Revelation 3:19, in his resurrected state. America, Christianity is found in the power and the authority of the resurrection, not just because you have a head knowledge. God speaks to the heart, not the head. Jesus said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." After John the Baptist came and made the way straight before him, what did Jesus do? He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Who did Jesus go to? The Jews that were broken by the law. Those that were poor, those that lacked the righteousness, those that were destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, that had ears to hear and eyes to see. And they received. That's why Jesus rebuked the religious people. And who was he constantly warring with? Who threw John the Baptist in jail? The king that he was reproving. "But there's lines between church and state.
We can't talk about that."
Really quick, I want to go back. Hour one, we were talking about Braveheart. We had a caller call in, Joy. And she had given the analogy about how William Wallace was out there. William Wallace. I'm better looking than this man.
Half them men.
That's right.
I thought was one.
In time, they were at battle with the king, the tyrant of England. And what happened is his brothers that were fighting for their liberty in their own country.
Scotland.
In Scotland. They were nobles. They didn't fight like William Wallace fought.
Yeah. They had too much to lose.
That's exactly what they said. But remember when they went to battle?
Keep the peace.
And William Wallace went out there? And William Wallace looked at the nobles, the political idiots of the day, the conservative idiots of the day that don't know the meaning of the word conservative. And he said to them, "It's because you're divided, we don't win. When we can stand together, we can win the day." Now, the caller said this. They sold out to the king, the tyrant, So America, what she was exemplifying, what she was stating to you is that when you hear about the right and the left, they both sold you down the river, America. That's what she's saying. Who betrayed who? William Wallace could have won the day. If they would have unified, they would have won, and they would have had their freedom together. But because they were divided, as Scripture says, how can a house stand if it be divided? That's how you divide and you conquer. That's how tyrants think. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Folks, there'd be no division in this country at all. Go back to the two pillars, the Bible and the Constitution. That's what our forefathers established. That's what we have. That's who we are. And if you want to be outside of that, you go ahead and play the game. But I'll tell you what, when people, here's another thing. When people praise politicians saying they know what they do, let me tell you something. They don't know what they do. They're setting themselves up for judgment. Because the minute they wrested judgment or perverted judgment, what they did is they put a noose upon their own neck. And by the way, when it comes to political people, they put a noose on the country. They don't know a thing they're doing. What they do know is they're selling you down the river for gain. That's what they do know. But what's the fruit of that? Destruction to them and the people. The minute you sell out the truth, you destroy everything around you. And that's exactly what's happening today, because we've gotten away from who we are as a people. We lose the day. Because why? Because the American people are divided. Now, those that love the truth, they get exactly what I'm saying. They call us week after week. Not just one or two folks, week after week saying, I love the way you guys are doing that. It really does show the idioticness of the people, the idiocies of the people that act this way. And they get on the radio and they act like they're the intellects. But when you go to the base of their little towers, their judgment is way off, folks. They're out there. You're blown away by their intellect. Yet the Bible says we're not to find our faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit, not in the wisdom of men. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, because it's a work of the Holy Spirit, not a work of an intelligent carnal man that you gloat in. Oh, man, that guy, he's my favorite. Or that guy, he's my favorite. I know. Your favorite, what's he been doing over the last 15 years? He's been on the radio talking. He's been over there mocking the left. But let me ask you something. What has he done? How has he put his feet to the ground? Where has he found out what true honor really has been about? Where has he been on the battlefield? Well, he gets on the radio and he talks all the time and they slam him through the press. That's not what I'm talking about. He ain't gaining nothing. The only thing he's gaining is just a little more leaving, allowing a little more leaving in the lump until it's completely spoiled. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the country. Who are your heroes, America? That's a good question. Who are your heroes? My hero is not in a man. I can tell you that right now. My hero is he who has been tried time and time again by me, by faith that he has given to me, and he's proven himself strong on my behalf time after time after time after time. What separates this radio show from any other radio show in America is this, our faithfulness to God and our faithfulness to the Constitution. And if you think we're condescending, we're being sarcastic, it's on purpose, because we're just simply trying to show you what a bunch of clowns look like. And the clowns that I'm talking about is what I hear on the airwaves day after day in this country. And the American people think they're so intellectual because they can get involved with some guy that thinks he knows where he's going, when in fact he's gone nowhere over the last 15 years. God is always willing, America, to give us what we're willing to fight for. And if we can do this together, let's unite under the flag and the banner of Christianity. That's how we're going to win the day. Let's not be divided through idiotic crap. We can have different opinions, but remember, America, we have the same principles. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0733. 1-877 1-866-233-0747 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You were with us right before the break. I was asking you, who are your heroes? And I was talking to Jake during the break. And I was simply saying, where are all those great radio personalities? Where are they taking you over the last 15 years, folks? And by the way, I'm not trying to get ratings up. Ratings are up because we're fighting for the truth. We're contending for the faith. That's why people listen to this radio show. Where have they brought you? My standard is Christ and what is written, and by the way, what has been proven, and what is working, and what has always worked for over 200 years. Not, look at how smart I am, and look at how I can, like the left, work around in undoing the Constitution. You know, it's one thing, it's like this. I was just talking to someone the other day, and I said, isn't it interesting, like for example, the Band of Brothers, Herb Surth is a friend of the ministry's. And so were a couple of the other guys that have passed on now. God bless them. Isn't it interesting, the historian and the veteran, when you parallel the two, you listen to the historian talk about World War II like he was there.
Yeah.
And he was never there. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's got no testimony in it. He just heard from somebody what it was like there. And then you talk to the veteran, and that guy is willing to pick up his guns like Bill Garnier is again. But the historian, where is he at? He's got all the head knowledge, but he doesn't have the courage to get on the battlefield. But he'll have a tax rally every year. That's an example of his courage and his bravery. No, did you hear what I said, America? A tax rally every year. Did you hear what I said? And then 5 years later, another tax rally. No. And so what have they been doing over the last 5 years? Another tax rally. Oh, but look at all the people here. So what? Where's the fruit, bro? Where is the fruit of your fight? Where is the fruit of your battle? Why does everybody love you? And the only ones that don't love you are the ones that, if you do at all, step out and point your finger at them. Naturally, you're going to get a retaliation from them, a response from them. But where is the fruit of your fight? America, who's your hero? We talk about the forefathers. And we talk about them. Listen, I don't glorify the forefathers. I admire their courage. And I honor them by living for what they fought for. But I'll tell you what, I know who gave us the victory.
That's right.
And they want us, our forefathers want us to know who gave us the victory. Just like John Quincy Adams said, you know what? Go ahead and do what you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly what he did on the behalf of our forefathers. And that's what we have today. And by the way, that's what all these people, both the left and the right, are fighting against. They're willing to compromise out what men died for. There is no compromise, America. How come it is with this radio program? I'm high-fiving Jake more than I am myself. Why is it that week after week, when we do make our points, we give you the answers? We read what your law says. We give you the answers. That's how you equip a people, because when I read the Constitution or the Bible, it clears the air.
Yep.
And what's interesting, it's already written. I don't need to talk about or go outside of my scope of given authority, because it's already been given to me. That's my arena. I already have all the answers that I need. I believe that these people don't want answers, because if they did have the answers, they would be out of a job, and so would the politicians. They feed off each other, America. God bless the people out there that are really doing the stuff. But my gosh, we have to wake up. And again, I ask you the question, America, who's your hero? If you put your trust, your faith, your confidence in a man, I want to say this, you are a fool. You are an absolute fool. The Bible says that the man that trusts in his own heart is a fool. Well, the only thing that a man is going to trust in a carnal heart is another carnal man or carnal idol. Man is going to die. Christ never does. He's always been. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Listen, we will endure as a people for as long as we stick to the word and to the Constitution. There's no question about it.
Yep.
And you know what? Your enemy knows it, and if it wasn't true, then why is it constantly under attack by your media, America? Why? Why is it constantly under attack by this administration? Why is it constantly under attack by any tyrant? Because he wants to be God. He's the demigod. And I'll tell you what, demigods, it is dangerous business to try to ascend the throne of the God of glory in Jesus' name. It's dangerous business. Hey, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Just ask little David when he went out there and took Goliath's sword and chopped off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. You want to play? I'll tell you what, sin's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. And it's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. Don't mock God. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Let me go back to our founding forefathers. Let's go back to the 1600s real quick, and let me give you some ground to walk on. Oh, and by the way, if I might, let me give you an analogy. Remember how earlier I was talking about intellect and how God has chosen the foolish things of the world and how we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men, but yet in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God? Because it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says the kingdom is not in word, but it is in power. Do you understand? It is in power. There was a great orator, a great speaker, who came into a city to do a speech. Throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Christ. When he completed his discourse, he asked him one question, and then he said, "Does anybody else have any other questions?" Because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer to whoever asked. One man raised his hand. The speaker asked, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled out an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, "it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a good speaker. You're a smart dude. You are an intellectual giant." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God, and I speak to conservatives. But the question I have for you is this: is the apple in my hand sour or sweet?" The speaker, looking confounded to this man's question, replied with, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you are eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." Then replied the man, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Let me say it again. Neither have you tasted of my Jesus. You have intellectual men, America, that you put your trust in, and they have no understanding as to the things that they say. They say they do, but what is the fruit? The Bible says in Psalm 34:8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good, because the Lord is known of his own." And I'll tell you what, the Lord's kids today ain't bowing, they ain't bending, and they ain't playing. And I said ain't. It's a new translation. Everybody's all up in arms about the new translations, and there's these new words. And, you know, I even tried, folks, you want to know how there's such a contradiction? I looked up the word nostalgic. I couldn't find it in the 1828 because there wasn't a word, nostalgic. Well, nostalgic means to look back in time, and that's a modern word.
Like when somebody's homesick.
Well, how much sense does that make? Folks, know who you follow. Because if the blind lead the blind, you're all going to end up in the ditch. In America, where are you at today? In the ditch. It's not hard, and it doesn't take a genius to read the two documents. It's real simple. We had a My War showing just this week in Minnesota. We had another 200 people there. And one guy out of the 200 people that were there, said, "You know, you can't have that King James stuff up there, man. It's going to turn people off." No. I want us to go back to the old past, because my God and my Lord told me not to give myself over to those that are given to change. That's what the Lord said. Go back to the old ways. He didn't say go to the new ways. What is the model of Barry Obama's administration? I'm sorry.
I think it's something similar to that.
What is the model of George Soros' administration? I'm sorry. What is the model of the UN's administration to this ventriloquist? Little Curious George with his big ears. I like to flip them both. What did George say, Obama? Here, you want to hear what he sounds like, folks? Listen to this. This is him without his teleprompter. Check it out.
Everybody knows that it makes no sense that you send a kid to the emergency room for a treatable illness like asthma. They end up taking up a hospital bed. It costs, if you gave them treatment early.
Uh-oh, there it goes.
And they got some treatment and a breathalyzer or an inhalator, not a breathalyzer. I haven't had much sleep in the last 48 hours, so.
George, where's that teleprompter? America will
Obama.
Believe anything.
Listen to me, Obama. I have something to say
to you. Where is Henry Kissinger in all of this?
Listen to me.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No music. Listen to me, Obama.
Yes, Master.
I have something to say to you.
Yes, Master Splinter.
Listen to me.
You sound like Master Splinter from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
For 14 years, I was in the sewers with the turtles.
Man, if I wasn't one of the Sons of Liberty, I would listen to this. Folks, let's get back down to some serious business here. And by the way, that was serious business. The guy can't read unless he's got a teleprompter in front of him. Boy, and you got people out there making fun of the way I... Man, I'm just an open book. I mean, do you see someone's arm in my back telling, yes, Sir George Soros? Do you see me walking around floppy ears looking like Curious George? Folks, come on. Bradley Dean calls the President of the United States Curious George. Yes, I did. I said it, Curious George. And I know you listening to me up in that big old airplane of yours, sir.
Listen to me.
Yes, Master. Yes, Master Splinter. Or should I go back to Karate Kid back in the 18th? Sato!
Miyagi!
Miyagi-san! You could have killed him. You could have killed him.
Hey.
Hey. The Mayflower... Where's my teleprompter? I just did it. Oh, I stuck both of them in my mouth. Come on, you're supposed to high-five me when I make mistakes, Mr. Liberty.
Liberty. All right. That was like ringing in my ears after you said Mayflower.
The Mayflower Compact reads, and Jake will explain in just a second. Listen to this carefully. These are our forefathers.
In the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God of England, France, and Ireland, King, defender of the faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country. See, America, one point here. We don't teach our posterity to honor and respect those in office that are dishonoring and disrespecting their office.
Nope.
You don't teach your kids to do that.
They're the worst of criminals.
I go on. A voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, due by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic of our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid. And by virtue in equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices, from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, of the people, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. Oop, there's that word. Maybe they should have put legalistic there. Being a little facetious, folks. I know that happens once in a great while, but I had to throw it in there.
All that obedience stuff.
I end with, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod the 11th of November in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France and Ireland, the 18th, and the Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620.
So this,
and, folks, if you want to know if I can talk Latin, I can throw that in there, gibberish, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish.
Very talented.
Okay.
A linguist.
Very much, yes.
Multilinguist.
All right.
So if we notice and recognize, going back to even last segment when you were talking about where are these great leaders bringing us to, do they bring us back to the foundation? That let's just take a look at the Mayflower Compact. Who were the people that wrote this? Most of them were, they called themselves separatists. They wanted to separate from the King of England and from the English church because it wasn't pure enough. And they wanted to worship God and obey their own conscience. They were persecuted, many of them. Many of them went to jail when they went to Holland. Men like John Carver, William Bradford, William Brewster, who was a pastor in Scroby, and he was actually thrown in jail. William Bradford was kind of his... He was an apprentice to Mr. Brewster. Edward Winslow, who was a pilgrim leader, he was also a governor of this. Miles Standish was not a separatist, but an excellent soldier. These men came over to America for a new opportunity, but mostly to be able to worship God on their own and teach and instruct their children the way the Bible would have them do it. They said in here a couple key things. Number one, that the king was a defender of the faith. Separation of church and state. No. The purpose of the king was to defend the faith.
Like you said once, Dick, and it was great, and it's this simple. It's not freedom from religion. It's freedom for religion.
That's right. For the church. Having undertaken for the glory of God, the purpose they were coming over here was for the glory of God and for the advancement of the Christian faith. Not just a church and congregation members and growing a building, but for the advancement of Christian faith, not for democracy either, but for pure Christianity.
Can I interject that again, mm-hmm. folks, especially for the new listeners? How many times have you heard, listen carefully, the conservatives talk about how we're a democracy?
Oh, yeah. This great democracy of ours.
Oh, our democratic republic, democratic constitution. No. We are a constitutional republic, mm-hmm. folks. Let's put our feet back on the right rock. But how many times a day do you hear them parroting the same yeah. things the politicians are saying? Our democracy, our democratic form of government, our democracy, our No, I'm talking about big names.
Yeah.
What are you reading, dudes and dudettes?
Maybe they're not reading, and that's the problem.
That's correct, Amanda.
I was just at a tea party last week speaking at it, or actually I think it was this week, speaking at it, and we were talking about this very topic. But I would ask them, so are we a democracy or are we a republic? Generally, in a public setting, you'll get a mixed mash of people, most saying democracy. But every one of them were sharp and on the ball. They knew that our Constitution ensures to every state a republic form of government.
Yeah.
A republic, an empire of laws, as John Adams said in your speech that you read in the beginning. They united for the purpose of a Christ-ruled society. How do we know that? When they mutually made their pledge, they made it in the presence of God, not the people.
Well, the question there goes, then, Jake.
They were with themselves to hold each other accountable.
Okay, so I'm just speaking on the behalf of the listener right now. Then where did law come from?
Law come from?
Man didn't create these laws that criminals are fighting against. God gave the laws and government through Moses.
That's right. And the reason that he gave law as it says in the Declaration of Independence, is to protect rights. And guess who gave the rights? He did.
And then the next question is who's trying to change the laws? Tyrants are.
Yep.
And who are they at war with? Well, who gave the laws that they're at war with? God did.
That's right. Yeah. And so who are they at war with? God. So this all comes together. It's not even an issue of religion. It's that they want to usurp God's throne so they can become God. And this is nothing new under the sun. Any great move throughout history proves it's been a Christian move where God is established as the king, as the author of freedom, or as those pilgrims who came over on the Mayflower said they wanted the advancement of the Christian faith and that the king was to be a defender of the faith and that it was the furtherance of the ends aforesaid. Why did they create this document? Why did they create this Constitution, which sits in the National Archives building next to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, or in the same building, I should say. They're not right next to each other.
Seen it. I got the hat and the t-shirt.
That's right. They united for the purpose of a Christ-ruled society. They were referencing Christ. Christ, the Judeo-Christian God, the Savior who God sent. They said also this was for the general good of the colony, which is where we get in Article 1, Section 8, general welfare. It's also where we get in the preamble of the Constitution, general welfare. What is the purpose of establishing laws and virtue in society? First, we derive them from God. Mm-hmm. Second of all, we must defend that faith, because if that faith is gone aside, now there's a new faith that comes in called secular humanism and socialism, ultimately. And
which the NEA
tyranny
operates out of, by the way. Yep.
So, hence, our founders laid their foundation upon God. I want to read a quote by Jefferson. This is what we're missing in mainstream, not in all mainstream, because there's a few people that reference God in history, but this is what we're missing when we're talking about these great leaders who have huge ratings that are sitting in multi-million dollar pads that are making money that are complaining about the left all the time, bringing us essentially nowhere.
Yeah.
This is what they're lacking. And I'm going to quote Thomas Jefferson because he supplies what they're lacking. In 1805, in his inaugural address, before he stepped into the position of becoming president of these United States to lead people, he said, "I shall need, too, the favor of that being in whose hands we are, who led our forefathers as Israel of old from their native land and planted them in this country. He shall need his assistance."
Do you ever notice, have you ever noticed this? Because I'm on this vein right now. Surely you must have, America. That 99% of the time, the problems are being exposed. And at the very end of it, what they'll do is they'll give you a little dash of the answer. They'll reference God or say, "God bless America." But what do they spend all their time on? The problem rather than the remedy.
Mm-hmm. And exalting his solution.
What's the remedy? Let me ask you something, America. What's that?
It's exalting his solution.
So here's the remedy. Maybe it's just too pure. I don't know.
Maybe it's too easy.
That's probably the problem.
You don't have to be very intellectual.
And that's where the people have been misled, because you don't have to know all this vernacular.
That's right.
And of Herod to understand it, because listen, as we've said before, 99% of those guys don't even know what they're talking about. They're talking in circles, or they're talking, or they're opening their mouth on the behalf of their puppet masters.
Yeah, or they're giving breathalyzers to people with asthma.
Just do what I told you, dude. Just do what I told you, man. Don't move from it. Blame them. Blame them. The people will blame. Divide the people. Who cares? There's a deal that's been made, and we're going to get the money off it. If you sell out by telling the people the truth, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, that's the sellout.
That's right. Don't tell them the truth, because if you do, you just sold us down the river. We lost the deal. We lost our gain.
What are they
insinuating? The American people lose. Who cares? That's what it's about anyways. That's how we make our money.
And they're insinuating you're too stupid to be free. You can't be trusted
That's
with
right.
freedom and liberty.
Come on.
You're too dumb.
Hallelujah.
Sounds like a Catholic church quite some time ago when they said the people are too stupid. They can't have the Bible in their own language. They need us.
And said Wycliffe back to them, "Jesus gave examples and parables that a little child could understand the word of God."
And didn't Christ even say, "I thank God that you kept it from the wise and the prudent, and you revealed it unto the babes"?
That's exactly correct, Amano.
So really, it's you folks listening right now that have the power, that have the ability to rule and govern. It's not them.
It's not difficult, folks.
You don't get it from them. You get it from the God of heaven, and that's been proven. Proven, proven.
And there's nothing difficult about it.
We need to focus on that. No, there's not.
Yes.
Gosh, it's too simple.
Now, listen,
how
folks,
if
we want to be world-class bodybuilders, we don't put a big jelly belly up there with his boobies hanging over his tummy with a chocolate malt and a Coke
belly
in his hand eating Twinkies, do we?
Bad
no, but that's
belly.
What America you fell
yep.
for.
Yep.
You need to look at the standard, and his name is Jesus Christ, because he is alive forevermore. He's perfect. He's never sinned. And I'll tell you what, if you want to go on, that's who you follow. Because if you follow his footsteps, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's not easy. It's hard. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But I'll tell you what, when that life is given back unto you through Jesus Christ, it's awesome. And guess who gets crowned and glorified? He does, because we love him. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Called.
Listen to me. Yes, Master. Listen to me. I have a mission for you. You must walk in front of the people.
Jake, now you're getting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mixed in with Darth Vader. By the way, did you know that the dude that produced that, Star Wars, actually was influenced by the Third Reich?
Yeah, that's right.
To write that.
World War II.
Mr. Lucas really turned a lot of people on to loving the Third Reich.
Yes, but if we look at...
Darth Vader was kind of like symbolic of the Heil Hitler. Hey, folks, did you know that? Remember when people would see Adolf Hitler? Remember when they'd all hold their hands up? For those that didn't know, did you know that if they didn't put their hand up in Heil Hitler, they would get fined. They'd get a ticket. You want to talk about dictatorship?
Creepy.
Yeah.
Didn't take long to overthrow the Constitution of Germany, did it?
6 years.
There was an emergency. They had to do something.
Now, when you're saying that, you're getting in another vein. For those that, Germans are still embarrassed about it, but Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. German people said, no way, he never did that.
It's a conspiracy.
Yep. People were exposing Hitler for who he was. He was a murderer. He was a homosexual. And so was his SS. They were willing to kill their own. They were willing to undo the German Constitution. Hindenburg didn't trust him, but they thought they could control him. And once he got into power, he began to kill off his opposition, just like Stalin. Mao Zedong, he even went so far as to kill 40 to 60 million of his own people by starving them through drought. And then acted like it never happened. Folks, it's a scary place to be when you leave your creator.
God, that's right, when you forsake God.
I'm telling you what, because them folks get real sick real quick. But when you're saying that about the Reichstag, it's interesting, and we're just having conversation here, but nobody believed that he attacked his own Reichstag. And the first thing he did was came up with something called Fatherland Security.
That's a different decade, but yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of weird stuff, yeah?
Same kind of thing.
A lot of similarities.
Same concept.
Kind of a lot of scary similarities. And then what happened is they began to undo the Constitution.
Doesn't it just prove there's nothing?
Through that Fatherland Security, you have something called the Patriot Act that undoes your Constitution. A lot of weird stuff. Am I saying anything? No, I'm just saying, folks, a lot of similarities, a lot of parallels.
And here's what I'll say is that there's nothing new in history. This old model has been tried to be followed, but the model that our founders followed, that's not new either.
America, you have history as to how to avoid your future.
And you have history of how to have hope for your future because our founders just followed the model, as Thomas Jefferson said. They followed, as Israel of old, followed God. And what did God establish? Yeah.
Well, you have terrorism. Obama gets in there and he's best buddies with the Muslims.
That makes sense.
There's no such thing as terrorists anymore. Wait. What happened on September 11th? A lot of unanswered questions, folks. A lot of weird stuff. Am I saying anything through that? No, I'm just simply saying there's a lot of parallels and there's a lot of unanswered questions. And who's gained from September 11th? Your government has.
Once again,
just so you know that. That's just food for thought. Don't write to me and say, Bradley, so what are you saying? I'm just simply saying there's a lot of parallels. Let's learn from history. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Look at the fruit.
Real clear. That all came from, if you don't say Heil Hitler,
you
get a ticket, you get fined. That's a fact. Yeah. You go to the Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C., it's pretty astounding that one little person that everybody laughed at got into power that quick. And if people were to look behind Hitler, there was nothing there except his propagandist. That's it. That's all he had. He had just a way of belittling people, and the people fell for it, and he destroyed a nation. And they're still embarrassed about it today. 80 million people. There's 300 million people in this country, 303 to be exact.
I think.
Are you going to be undone by propagandist folks? Because I'll tell you what, they're hard at work, aren't they? You're seeing this in front of your face on a daily basis.
The only way to not stand against this, the only way to not have courage is if you're a compromised man. If you're an unrighteous, compromised man, you won't stand against it.
That's why the propaganda continues through the propaganda machine, keeps going down, both the left and the right, because they're compromised men.
Yep.
And if they weren't, they would stand for the American people.
And
so the ones that you see that are standing for the people, those are the ones that are under attack by the media, and we bring this up almost every show. Folks, we're going to take a nostalgic look back in time, and I was going to talk about the old past from 1930, 1936, 1940, 1942, 1950, and 1954. Because a couple weeks back, I was talking about the way it used to be back in 1960, 1970, 1980. And I want to basically show you the peace and the prosperity our country had because we were one nation under God. And we still are, for those that submit to Him in His righteousness, the meek King of glory, Jesus Christ. But what's interesting is I took the time, because I always say, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old past, as it says in Jeremiah 6:16. Now, I read on, and I want to bring this into content. I want to bring the content into context. I want to bring the lines together. So I'm going to keep them together. I want you to hear this out, America. Listen carefully. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the old ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? The hard way. And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk therein. Verse 17. He said, also I set watchmen over you to warn you, saying, hearken, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet, the warnings. But they said, we will not listen. Verse 18, therefore hear, O you nations, and know, O congregation. He's talking to the church. Do your job. That's what he was saying. What is among them? Verse 19, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people that will not listen. I will bring evil upon this nation that will not listen. God promised in Isaiah 60 that he would turn the nation into hell that forgets him. He also said it in Psalm 9. I'll turn that nation into hell.
You know, too, the sinner
I'm not done
is
yet.
Not listening.
That's right. So
it's
we're warning and
bad.
We're telling people what's going on, and it's up to the people to submit themselves to one standard, Jesus Christ, and take it back. Verse 19, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring, look and see, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. Hate crimes? Thought police? European law? Because they have not hearkened, listened carefully unto my words. This is what the Lord said. The very first thing he said is, nor to my law, but rejected it. I go on. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people. You see them here all day long. Why isn't anything getting done? Well, why aren't the people responding to me, the Lord says. And the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. A neighbor and his friend shall perish. God don't play. Thus saith the Lord, behold, a people coming from the north country. Now he's beginning to tell them, this is what I'm raising up against an ungodly nation. I'll appoint terror. I'll raise up foreign nations against you. You'll hear them hiss. That's me warning you to get it right, America. And a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel. They have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses, set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. I say this time and time again in conversation. For those that work for people that are destroying this country, how do you trust your puppet master? If he's telling you to lie for them, what must he be doing to you? Doesn't work that way. I just thought I would share. But we'll hit this nostalgic look back in time next week because I don't want to start it where I can't finish it.
Well, and what sticks out to me out of what you just read right there is the fact that it wasn't that the people were doing these abhorrent, wicked
it's
things.
It's what they weren't doing.
It's what they weren't doing. They would refuse to listen. They would refuse to listen to his law. They would refuse to establish his law. Folks, every single week we say, what is the answer? Why aren't people bringing us to the answer? That is the answer.
I just gave it to you.
It's obeying his law. And watch him show himself strong on your behalf. There was something written in the Holocaust Museum by the author Eli Wiesel, or Wessel, I'm not sure how to pronounce
Weisel.
His name.
W-I-E-S-E-L?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wrote the book called Night, I believe it was. I read it when I was in grade school. And he put on the walls, he quoted scripture. He said, 7 times more have you cursed us. He was quoting scripture.
Deuteronomy.
That was judgment. Yep. When they refused to obey the law, he literally quoted in his book, this is what happens. This is what happens. So the answer here is submitting and obeying that Christ again. I don't know if you're like reading through the lines here. That's all we're saying.
Jake, the question is who are we? Who's at war with the righteous in this land?
Those who hate God.
Lawless people.
That's it.
Criminals.
Mm-hmm.
They hate God's guts. As a matter of fact, do a little homework on them and you'll find out just that.
And those that are strengthening those people are those that will do nothing.
Did you want to answer my first question about the Minnesota History Museum?
History Center, yep.
Folks, for the state of Minnesota, those guys were awesome. I got to high
very
five them.
Exhibit.
It was very convenient. It was righteous. They didn't water down the truth. Listen, if for any reason you want to go to the Minnesota History Museum, they're not paying me to do this, you can see George's teeth.
Yes, you can.
And you can't come over to my house and see my teeth. You can't go over to the other guy's house and see his teeth.
Not going to look at mine.
No. And what we found out is it actually came from the tusks of elephants.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy stuff, isn't it?
And how they created them.
And from cow's teeth. That brother was walking around with cow.
Moo. Listen to me.
No, I'm a cow, Jake. I'm not stinking Splinter.
For 14 years.
Yes.
I was at the tournament.
Yes, master. Folks, listen. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We hope you understand us. If you don't, give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. Talk to you next week.